brother, he's a Latchico, although he is my twin. And wherever I go in London town, I find I just can't win. I get the blame for his misdeeds, no matter where I roam. Well, if I can find that Latchico, I'll send him right back home. From Kilburn up to Hammersmith, from the bush to Camden Town, the barman and the governor seem to greet me with a frown. From Holloway Road to Cricklewood, I'm sure to hear them say, get out of here, you Latchico, they send me on my way. I was working down in the underground on the new Victoria line. When I went to draw my hard-earned wage, I soon had cause to mind. They said, we paid you yesterday, your face we've always known. Oh, we'll have to go, that Latchico, I'll send him right back home. I've been searching for a month or more for that twin brother of mine. But what they say in the papers today looks like the end of the line. For the picture of the dark-haired boy in the story down below, my, how that picture looks like me, but no, it's the Latchico. The story tells of a brave young man who ran in all alone to a burning mass of blazing flame that once was a happy home. He gave his life, but not before he set two children free. So now I know the Latchico was a better man than me. So now I know the Latchico was a better man than me.
There you are. That's the great Daniel O'Donnell. And that the last time on there, and that was for all the Daniel O'Donnell fans. It's more or less impossible just to do everything and anything you want tonight. This is chock-a-block, filling up. We were sent out for toilet rolls there because the tears is blinding everybody. I was only saying one about the place. What do you see? Who are you laughing at? They all laugh when they get cry. Very special request for Gene Brown and Tony Brown of the A1 taxis, and we get 20 quid there. No, £10 we got there of Tony last night. Fair play to you, Tony. And now, William Smith and Sons, Car Sales and Service, Mahramore in Carndona, County Donegal. His telephone number is 077-743-1111. And William, I think we overlooked mentioning your name last night, because William Smith and Sons, they donated £20 last night for that very, very worthy cause, the Coleraine Hospital, last night. We're going to do a very, very special request for May Christie. And, what's this? Jack O'McCafferty. Oh, dear, oh. Some of these requests, I don't know, we'll make a hole in them somewhere. Around 12. It's not around 12. Oh, we'll get them done now as we can. For Caroline Moore, someone will be coming in to see her at 1 o'clock from the person who calls her Cutie. Oh, how lovely. You hear them calling them Cutie. Right down Saft Egypt. Ah, very, very special request for Bridie McCluskey of Achafaten in Dunamana. And it's from all her friends around Dunamana. And this all comes from Radio North. Because Bridie McCluskey up there at Achafad in Dunamana, she has recorded nearly all the shows of Radio North that when we go off there, she's going to sorely miss us. So from all her friends around Dunamana, from everybody here as well. And here's an old friend of everybody's. Wonder where he'll turn up next. This is the big man himself, Fiddlin' Tom Cameron. Never to be heard here no more on Radio North. And this is a little monologue, The Price of Fame. Fiddlin' Tom Cameron.
For years and years I sang my songs all around the clubs and round the bars. The people clapped and they all said that they sounded fine. But as time went by I started drinking lots of cold, cold beer and then went on to the warm red wine. But at first I laughed and fooled myself by saying that, oh, I could easily stop. It's just to ease and to calm my nerves, you see. But I soon discovered I was hooked, and I wanted more and more. But I'll tell you, what that drinking did to me. You see, I lost my home and my wife and my child. I lost all that I held dear. But worst of all, I lost my self-respect. Because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know where I'd been. My mind was blank, and my body was just a wreck. I'd often lie there in the gutter, and the folks would pass me by, and they were the same folks who'd applauded me so many times before. But they didn't want to know a drunkard. Let him lie. Who can he be? Yet they were the very ones who clapped and shouted, "Sing us more." Then one night, a light shone on me and a voice called, "Come on, come to me." And I thought I felt my last breath slip away. My worldly troubles seemed all over and I was over on the other side. I seemed to be drifting to a brighter, brand new day. I felt glad that my days were over, though I admit I still had some regrets. I was so sad about the trouble I'd caused and left behind. But then suddenly, I found I'd only been dreaming. I awakened with a start. It had only been a figment of a drunken mind. But now that I pulled myself together and I gave up my drinking ways, my family has all returned and all is well again. But I believe that the Lord sent me that dream to return my sanity, and he brought me back from the very brink of hell. So just to any of you young musicians who are setting out in search of fame, just you remember well this story told by me. Because the price of fame depends on how you keep yourself in the game. Good luck. You're gonna need it. Just you wait and see.
There, the big giant of a man, Fiddling Tom Cameron, the price of fame. That's a little number there that he recorded on his last one. Right. Let's have no more teas just for a wee minute, Dan. We do a little wee rock and roll one for all the wee young ones out there like myself.
Oh, feeling
wee bit of rock and roll. Coming up near hand then now, I'll be finishing up quicker than you think, you know, so the time is running out. Any requests on one thing and another, we just definitely must apologise because they're coming in thick and fast and there's other wee things that we're doing and we're just sort of mentioning everybody's name, especially for Cathy and Mandy out there in Kildogue. And for Jackie McCafferty, who we see, this is Please Play at 11 o'clock. For Anna Higgerty, who's looking for a tall, dark and handsome man in 89, contact the radio station here after 12 o'clock. That'll be a good one. And for Caroline Moore, down in the chippy, who's missing James, and down in the chippy, there as if he's all around the chippy night, Elaine Moore from the Half Pint Man. This makes a full pint now. Please turn over. This is for the two special sets of parents, John and Kathleen Barr, Anna and John Morton. Morton or Courtney Morton, who have to put up with two terrible daughters and even worse sons. Happy New Year. My, my, what a carry-on. I think I'll do a very, very special quest for you. And I'll do it especially for you and all the crabbit narky women.
There was an old woman in Belfast to dwell, and her old constipation was giving her hell. So she went to the doctor, cause she couldn't sh... And he gave her a bottle to make her all right. Tooraloo, tooralay. Sure, he gave her a bottle to make her all right. So that very next day we went straight home to bed. She stood on her hands, she stood on her head. But modesty isn't a part of the farce, so she opened the window and stuck out her tooraloo, tooralay. Sure, she opened the window and stuck out her. Now Constable Murray was doing his beat that night on the corner of that very street, and gazing away at the stars in the sky, when a big lump of hit him right in the eye. Tooraloo, tooralay. Oh, when a big lump of hit him right in the eye. Now she all day and she all night, and the coroner they came for to take it away. When the bin men came out, oh, they said, what a sight. Sure, there's mountains and mountains and mountains of tooraloo, tooralay. Sure, there's mountains and mountains and mountains of. Now that is the end of this wee Belfast farce about the old lady with an undependable aunt. And if you're in Belfast, especially at night, ha, don't mind the bullets, look out for the tooraloo, tooralay. Ah, don't mind the bullets, look out for the.
There you are. That'll get up some of your wee noses. Well, do you know, I'm looking out there, do you know somebody has swiped the bloody clock? Ah, now. Mary Ann St. Joseph and the wee donkey. That, what do we go? But somebody has swiped the bloody clock off the wall. Where is it? There's a howling watches up to me. Talk about moving out.
18 minutes past 11.
They've swiped the bloody clock off the wall. Talk about looking for souvenirs. Well, if they think I'm going to give them my drawers or anything else, they've had it. That's for sure. Right, do you know who has just come onto the station? Our own Column. Column, and this is Column's night usually, and other, he's usually all the wee things to do. And I'm turning the mic up and I'm going to say, hello, Column.
Hello,
how you doing?
Mickey, how are you on this grand New Year's Eve?
Yes, and you're still on your feet, and so am I.
Please God, I'll stay on them all through it. I hope so, anyway.
After 12 o'clock was my birthday. Go and say happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice. It's birthday after
birthday,
12 o'clock.
Yes, 21 plus a wee bit of that. That's the wife's old doll, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I didn't know that, or I would have been on sooner.
Would you? Well, it's my birthday. Well, Colum, I'm going to... We've got... Where the hell? Who took the clock? Did you take
it? I didn't even actually notice it missing there
well,
when
look,
I come on.
What have you in that bag?
Oh, no, I don't have the club. Well, they didn't tell me they didn't auction it last night or anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's gone. It only went in the last
they might have auctioned it last night.
That's right. Colm, I'm going to shut up for a wee minute. Have you any wee thing to say at all yourself?
Well, very, very little. And I suppose the last time the listeners heard me would be last... what did we say? I was on Friday. What? No, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That'll be... on Boxing Day was the last time I spoke to the good listeners of Radio North. Oh, the sentiments I have at this moment, very, very sorry to see this happening to us, but we've enjoyed it while it was there, and we hope the good people have. I met some people last night, actually, Lindsay and his good wife there, that enjoyed it as well, and we're hoping for an extra stay, but I don't think we're going to get that at the moment. But we'll love and hope anyway. No, it all remains for me is to wish all the people here at Radio North, all my friends, DJ friends and all the rest, and all the staff and next door there, a very, very happy new year. And then, of course, not forgetting to move on to my own wife, family and all the rest, all my own mothers, fathers, and one thing and another to get. Happy New Year as well. And finally on to you, the people that kept us here all through the years, this last few years. A very, very happy and holy New Year to you from myself.
Well, that was
for
good.
The listeners.
Well, that's great, Colm.
Yeah.
Any more? You can excuse me for looking. The clock is only after going back up on the wall.
Somebody heard you, Mickey.
Francis Callaghan had it up his jumper.
No.
I would say he'll
make... He's a double anyway.
He'll make an excuse. You know what he'd say? He started to rub it when he hung it up, you know, but I think I dropped it all.
Listen, Mickey, I don't want to hang around and keep me and you talking about anything like that, although I'm glad always to talk to you anyway. Okay. But as I said, happy and holy New Year to everybody out there in the Northwest. Please God, you'll hear my voice at some stage along the way, or I'll hopefully be able to meet some of you at some stage along the way as well, you know. Meanwhile, I will leave you with a nice wee record. It's a wee favourite of my own, and that's got to be Tom T. Hall, Old Dogs Children and Watermelon Wine. Happy New Year.
"How old do you think I am?" he said. I said, "Well, I didn't know." He said, "I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine?" he asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. "Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine." He said, "Women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down." He said, "I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate.
when he moved away. I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
There you are, lovely number there, Tom T. Hall. And that was a little number there, Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine. And that was introduced there by our own Column. The last time here in Radio North that you'll hear his voice, and that was a wee favourite number of his and Column. The way down the stairs there, the tears blind them. Well, there's another pile of requests here, so we're sorry we just can't get everybody and anything that they want. I'm sure you'll understand. But we'll give a wee mention now. For Claire and Martin Sweeney, from Mum and Dad, wishing them a happy new year, also include Jean and Martin Lund. Mary McCallion, who is in hospital, play the Ballymena Man by James Young. This is for 2+3. Kitty Way, play Connie Francis, who's sorry now. Sorry to lose Wes. That's all right, we'll not be going too far. He'll be around the country the same as the rest is. For husband Geared and two children, Amanda and Michelle, wishing them a happy new year from wife Jean. Sorry we're going off the air. And I don't know what I'll do. Pass the day. For Robert Riddles and his newfound love from brother Tommy. For Hugh and Katie Needy, heartbroken about Radio North from John Kelly. Well, we're all heartbroken here too. From grandfather Mickey. Who put that on? From grandfather Mickey, happy birthday from Jean. That Jean Wiley, you're on the ball and Eddie, and you slipped that one on quick enough. Gene Whitey, you're a troublemaker. And as well as that, just in case you don't know, we are going to have that big match sometime. For City Skelly and Mabel, play something, right? For each and every one of you, time is running out. Minutes is all I have left. And for each and everybody, here's Brian Call. And as well as that, Brian, you read in the paper today, he is retiring next year as well. So we tribute to him and everybody else. Brian Call, hometown on the boys.
As the train pulls out today from Derry City, a thousand memories linger in my mind. Why do I need to go? It's such a pity. And all the dear old friends I leave behind. As I gaze beyond the harbor, I'm recalling familiar names like Doherty and Coyle. Through misty eyes I feel the teardrops falling. Goodbye to my old hometown on the Foyle. The spire of St. Eugene seems to vanish in the distance o'er the city, so high. My childhood thoughts I never want to banish when I wondered if it reaches to the sky.
Many thousand miles I'll travel on my journey to a new home on the wild Australian soil.
Hello, I think we've got somebody on the phone there. We have Bobby McDade, I think, of DCR.
Are you there, Bobby?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Bobby.
Are we live?
Yes, you're on there, Bobby.
How are you doing?
Not so bad. How are you doing yourself?
Coming near the wind-up.
As minutes, just minutes.
That's depressing. I just ring it up, Mickey. I want to wish Paddy and Francis and everyone there in the station on Radio North success and hope everything works out for them in 1989. I just know they're all feeling dejected and sad the way we are ourselves. But I'd just like to wish everyone on Radio North and all their listeners Happy New Year.
Well, that's great, Bobby, to hear that, you know, because it's very sad here today and here as well. I'm the only one, like, I'm hard-hearted, you know. And if I cop down, they'll be all out. And Francis is here.
We know all about it ourselves.
So, you're more or less, are we the last roundup?
I would say so, aye.
And we're hanging on.
Aye, well, there's better there's somebody there, I suppose.
Well, they're all on here the night. They actually dragged me out and put me down the river because I was barricading the door and all.
Aye, I know, aye.
And they have me ready. But it's sad news, Bobby, I know, but I think myself, it should be all right maybe later on, but we just don't know.
Well, as long as it works out, somebody's managed.
Well, we hope so anyway, Bobby. It's nice to hear from you anyway, and it's great, you know.
Happy New Year to the Holy anyway, Mickey.
Well, the same news, Bobby, okay. And I hope we all get a wee bit together, you know, because it'll be a Sunday split the whole areas up.
That's grand. Okay, Mickey.
Right, Bobby. Cheerio and Happy New Year.
Yourself.
Bye.
There you are now. That was Bobby there on the phone, DCR. And as you can see yourself, we're all just one big happy family. Do you know, I would nearly cry if I was anyway soft-hearted, you know, but I'm not. And there's a wee bit of Scotch blood in me. Jesus, will somebody give me a hanky? Here's Harry Lauder. And he was a queer old man, and my Scotch blood's coming out now as well. Roaming in the gloaming.
On my travels wide, but my heart is centered new on bonnie Kate McBride. Although I'm no a fella that would throw a word away, I'm surprised sometimes myself at all I've got to say. Roaming in the gloaming on the banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun is gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. We were tripping side by side. I kissed her twice and I asked her once if she would be my bride. She was shy and so was I. We were both the same. But I got brave and braver on the journey coming home. Oh, roaming in the gloaming on the banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. Next after strolling, we got in at 9:30. And sitting at the kitchen fire, I asked her to be mine. When she promised, I got up and I danced.
Mickey Henry on Radio North.
To the jeweler's, and I bought the wedding ring. By jing, mine, I'm telling you. I said, do you know the first thing I done when I got home last night? Eh?
I drank 2 tumblers of cold water. Oh, I'm telling you, I was warm. Of course, it was just the excitement of the proposition that was the cause of it. And then I got the wee poker, and I pokered up the fire. And then I got the wee kettle, and I put the wee kettle on to bile to make myself a nice wee cup of tea before I would slip into my bed. And then I sat down on the end of the fender to wait on the kettle coming through the bile, and I fell fast asleep. And I'd be sleeping for about a quarter of an hour, roughly speaking. When do you know what wakened me? Eh? The kettle sitting on the fire, singing to the teapot on the hob. Oh, roaming in the gloaming on the banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with my laddie by my side. When the sun is gone to red, that's the time that we love with. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. Oh, you can't beat roaming in the gloaming.
They are the great Harry Lauder and Roman and the Gloaman. That's the way the Upmile boys will be coming on these tonight, girls. They'll be coming on Roman and the Gloaman with a fish hooker in their hand, hat as coil as an old fish coat. Right, getting up only minutes away. I'm only minutes away from my time. For Angela Cannon, who just had her first child, from all her family, play especially for you. And this is a very, very special quest for the big woman herself, Sadie Skelly. Thanks for everything during the year. Love and best wishes. Good luck in 89 from Laura, Sally and Susan. Who knows, that might be my last request as well. Well, we'll do one over there for them, but I'll do this one here for some people up there in Dublin. We'll do a wee short version of it in the mood. A nice wee short version of that. You get the gist of that. And a gentleman, right, got me a little request in the places filling up souvenir hunters, and a nice number here from Tom Lavery, and you look like a heartache.
Roar! Little ways to hurt me, you know just how to turn me up. You leave me in small pieces on the ground. They're not big, they're tough. This one cold look from you can knock me down. To look at you and me, no one would ever know the pain that I've endured, 'cause I won't let it show. My friends would laugh out loud if they only knew how I'm just your lovesick fool.
You've got your
little ways to hurt me. You know just how to tear me up. You leave me in small pieces on the ground.
You've got your
little ways to hurt me. They're not too big, they're real tough. Down.
that no one here would ever suspect, sweet little you. There have been rumors of the truth, but I kept it quiet, 'cause I'm too ashamed to let them know you made me cry.
You've got your
little ways to hurt me, you know just how to cheer me up. You leave me in small pieces on the ground.
You've got your
little ways to hurt me, they're not too big, they're real tough. Just one cold look from you can knock me down.
A beautiful number there, Tom Lavery. Right, coming up, I've only minutes away here, just coming up to 19 minutes to 12. In the old country, the tears must be blinding. If anybody's any old spare hankies, and we're still getting requests, and we'll give them a wee call out anyway to see. Sorry we can't just get the one in. For everybody in Castle Rock, from the Blue Ridge Country Club. For Annie Corn Redcastle, birthday today, happy birthday Annie. And it's from McCarson of Redcastle, also from her husband, Robbie, and children. Play somebody anyway. Can't just make it out. But anyway, for Margaret Coyle of Coleraine, from all the Coyles, and Anna Campbell, and the daughter, Claire, and grandson, Harry, play a Mother's Love's a Blessing. For Willie and Peggy McNeely, who are home from Scotland, from daughter Kathleen and son-in-law Joe, and grandchildren, Claire, Karen, Lorna, Maureen, Anita, and Jolene. For my mother, Pauline McShane of Letishadoni, Happy New Year from Lorraine, Happy New Year also to everybody at Radio North. Now I think that might more or less will be my last request, and a country and western number, a little number titled The End of the World. Skeeter Davis. Skeeter Davis, the time that we were dreading. Radio North and my last record, and definitely my last goodbyes. But otherwise, two more requests for Jack. Jackie McCafferty, 78 Crohan Heights up there in Lufford, and it's also for Gracie McCafferty and Josie Doherty. Nice to have you listening. And a very, very special quest for three wee lassies, two wee lassies, anyway. Tara,
a girl and a boy.
A girl and a boy. There's two of them. And Tara and Jamie Duffy down there in Churchtown in Cairn. And they were asking their daddy, they says, well, no more Mickey Henry after the night. Well, no more. And nobody started cheering around here. For that's what I have to put up with. And you only see them all, they're blinded with tears, and I'm the only central man. For Gina O'Kane, Happy New Year from Conn. For Mrs. Keeley, 29 Church Street, Limavady. From all her family, Happy New Year. And, aye? We're looking there for John Hogan, and we just couldn't get our hands on it nowhere. Sorry about that. But you never know. I'm going to lift all them requests, and I'm going to put them in my pocket. You never know. I never say die. But anyway, a very, very special quest, and from me anyway, 11:45, it's a very last goodbye from Mickey Henry. Give us that. Oh, another request. For Mammy and Daddy Kelly enjoying themselves from their beloved son, Joseph. Well, we're not enjoying ourselves. We're very sorry that we are going. And... oh, and don't forget, you can meet us all up there near the Red Christmas Tree up in the Cairn Square. And they're going to be dancing and all the rest of it, and I'll be having my football boots, and they'll be streaking and everything else. Free chips and free lemonade and free women and all the rest of it, and I'm going up there. Well, anyway, boys and girls, from me, Mickey Henry, your last time on Radio North, it's God bless, goodbye, and as well as that, we finish off with one of our own DJs, John Watt, doing a nice wee bit. He'll be looking for a job, so he's looking for, do you want your old lobby wash down? We'll take anything at all. From Mickey Henry, good night, God bless, and goodbye.
I've a nice little cot and a small bit of land in a place away down by the sea. And I care about no one because I believe that nobody cares about me. My peace is destroyed and I'm fairly annoyed by a lassie who works in the town. Sure, she sighs every day as she passes the way. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? She sighs every day as she passes the way. Do you want your old lobby washed down? The other day the old landlord came by for the rent. I told him no money I had. Besides, 'twasn't fair for to ask me to pay, for the times were so awfully bad. He felt discontent at not getting his rent, and he shook his big head with a frown. Says he, I'll take half, but says I with a laugh, do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? Says he, I'll take half, but says I with a laugh, do you want your old lobby washed down? Now the boys look so bashful when they go out courting, they seem to be so very shy. As to kiss a young maid, sure they seem half afraid, but they would if they could on the sly. But me, I do things in a different way. I don't give an order a frown. When I goes to court, I says, here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? When I goes to court, I says, here goes the sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome along to the final close down here on Radio North. Thanks to Mickey Henry there for the final programme. And I prepared a small speech here, which, let me tell you, I haven't been looking forward to for a long, long time. But anyway, we'll have a read through it. It's the Radio North closing down speech. We at Radio North would like to thank our advertisers, who without them the whole project would not have succeeded. To the people who own the land where the Radio North transmitters are sited, for letting us use their facilities, John Doherty of Redcastle, otherwise known as Cape Canaveral, Charlie Doherty of Glenealy and Hugh Gallagher of Fall Duff, Cairn Donagh. We'd also like to thank most sincerely our engineers, legends themselves in local broadcasting in Ireland, the Riley brothers from Cavan. Jerry and Charlie Riley, thanks lads. To the entire Radio North broadcasting and office staff, past and present. I'm not going to mention everyone in case I might leave someone out. We had our differences in the past. We fought it through thick and thin, but thankfully we got there all the same. To our neighbouring radio stations who have helped us out in the past with transmission difficulties and alike for putting up such a fine, professional and respectable competition. Thanks to probably the most important team on the network, our sales staff, past and present. Thanks also to one gentleman who, without his professionalism, business quality and character, the station definitely would not have succeeded, the founder of Radio North, Paddy Simpson. A special word of thanks to Ivan McCrory and Tom McNulty for their help in the past 2 years. Finally, there's one group of people who we can't leave out in this historic moment in Irish broadcasting. These people have supported us over the past 2 years and on an outstanding level. To you, the world's number one radio listening audience, the Radio North listeners, we salute you in 1989 and hope to be back in the new year. So from Paddy Simpson and myself, Francis Callaghan, and the entire staff at Radio North, here's to 1989, Radio North bigger, better than ever. Goodbye, God bless to each and every one of you.
Your friendly late night station. like you.
Travel 03-74-335.
Hello from your friendly station. It's Radio North, FM Stereo.
Music and chat, local events, requests and dedications, everything in entertainment and more.
Playing all the music for people just like you.
Country hits from Radio North.
Radio North, the happiest radio station in the Northwest.
Now if you like good music and a good old country song, just turn on your radio and listen all day long. And listen to the station that's away above the wall. It comes from Carndonagh in the county Donegal. They broadcast round the Causeway Coast and the lovely Inishowen, around the county Antrim, Derry and Tyrone. And from the early morning, you'll find them on the air. Radio North is now the big one everywhere. No matter where you travel and no matter where you go, everybody's listening to the radio. For the best of local music and the sounds of Tennessee, Radio North is the one for you and me. We're told that many years ago to Ballycastle town came a man called Marconi to perfect a wireless sound. And I'm certain that he would be proud if he were here today. And I'm sure like the rest of us, Marconi, he would say, no matter where you travel and no matter where you go, everybody's listening to the radio. We're the best in local music and the sounds of Tennessee. Radio North is the one for you and me. They say when Richard Branson came by in his balloon, when he passed old Limavady, he could hear a country tune. It was only then he asked himself, sure, what's the whole thing worth? Let's stop a while near Rockland's Isle and listen to Radio North. No matter where you travel and no matter where you go, everybody's listening to the radio. For the best of local music and the sounds of Tennessee, Radio North is the one for you and me. So if you're feeling lonely and the day seems very long, tune into the radio for a good old country song. You'll soon know when you're listening that you're not on your own, for everybody's now tuned into the one from Mini Show. No matter where you travel and no matter where you go, everybody's listening to the radio. We're the best of local music and the sounds of Tennessee. Radio North is the one for you and me. Radio North is the one for you and me.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never from the mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and never from the mind? For all I've tried.
24 hours a day. Ride across the causeway coast, to you our friends we'll ride.